it's hard to do.
Say, we're going to be in the book of John in the 9th chapter. Those of you can and will, if you'll stand for reading God's word, we're going to start reading at the 35th verse, and we're going to read down through the 38th, just a few verses here. We're going to read John chapter 9, starting in the 35th verse. It reads like this. It says, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. We're going to stop reading right there. We're going to Lord in prayer. Kind of precious Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise your name, Lord, for what you mean to us tonight and how you've been with us. And God, each and everything that's been done today for the good service we had this morning. God, it was so good, but God, it's gone. And this night's service is the one we need to focus on. So God, we just pray that you be tonight, Lord, with each and everyone that's come this way, that you remember their hearts. God, that you reach down and touch them, Lord, that you show them exactly where they stand with you, exactly where they stand, Lord, in this message. God, we just pray that you be with us. Allow us to empty ourselves out, God, that you we'd allow you to fill us up, Lord, with these exact words that need to be preached here tonight, not of ourselves, not of anything that we've done, nothing we can do, Lord. If it's left up to us, we'd preach the wrong thing, we'd do the wrong thing, God, we'd be in headed to a terrible place called hell. But God, because you love us so much, God, you gave us so escape from that place, a place to go called heaven, and you called us to preach your gospel, God, and we thank you and praise you for it so much, God, for what you've done in our lives. And we pray these things in your precious holy name, and amen. And tonight, we were talking about this as we were studying this, kind of read that read place to read. Felt like God to have us read there, but it's not really the beginning or the end of the message. I don't suppose it's probably right about in the middle. But the love the Lord laid on our heart was about worship tonight. And as I studied the message out, and we got through the mess through studying it, and the Lord revealing things to us, got done. And we said, well, you know, it's not been too long ago on Christmas for the Christmas service that we had Sunday before. James preached about about not celebrating, but about worshiping God. And I thought, God, there's been recently been a message about worship. And, you know, we heard about worship, how important worship it is, not to celebrate, but to worship God. And God said, well, you know what? We need to hear a little bit more tonight. So you know what? We're just going to follow God. Sometimes God gives, you know, God will give us what we need if we'll just get where God can use us to get it. So we're thankful tonight about what God had gave us tonight about worship. But he has some things he'd have to show you tonight about worship tonight. In the first place, we're going to read outside of that is over in John in the 5th chapter. We're going to read first of all in the 14th verse. Or we're going to go back just a little bit. This is where Jesus was going along, and he was going by the pool at the Hebrew down tongue called Bethesda. And there was a man, you know. So God had put on our heart about worshiping Him in certain situations. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in situations that maybe we didn't put ourselves in. Maybe we don't think we deserve to be there. Maybe it's not where we'd have ourselves to be tonight. Well, glory to God. Here was this man laying there next to the pool of Bethesda, and at a certain season, it said that an angel would come down and it would trouble the water. Well, glory to God, it'd give him a little place, a little space of time. And, you know, I often thought about this. That's completely foreign to me, the thought of an angel coming down and troubling the water that I might get in and get healed. In the terms of the Bible, I don't understand it. Well, glory to God, but it said Christ came by, and this verse said a certain man, he was there for a reason, he was there for a purpose. Well, glory to God tonight. But it says that he was sitting there, and there was all kinds of people. They put blind folk and halt folk, all kinds of people that were there in that situation. They didn't put themselves there, they didn't desire to be there, that wasn't where they wanted to be. Have you found yourself in that place tonight? Are you someplace tonight where you didn't expect to be? Well, glory to God. Maybe you're where, someplace where you're having difficulty in your life, and you're in a situation. You say, well, Lord, I never expected to be here. I didn't expect that I have to go through this. I'm here to tell you tonight, there's a Lord in heaven, Jesus Christ. He cares about your situation tonight. He cares about you right where you're at. This man, he was crippled. He couldn't go anywhere. He laid there next to the pool. All he hoped for was to be able to roll over and get in the pool before another man could do so and be healed. He had no hope. And Christ asked him, and glory to God, he said, will thou be made whole? Well, glory to God. And they said, the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. Well, glory to God. He didn't have no way of going out and seeking Jesus. He didn't have a way of going and seeing who he was. He didn't have a way like you and I. So many times we take for granted what we can do. We can get up in the morning, go to work, glory to God. We can get up, we can come here to the church house, we can do all kinds of things, but yet still, like the impotent man, we'd rather lay around and be sorry for ourselves and feel bad about where we're at and not do anything about it. Well, glory to God tonight. It says, glory to God, Jesus came by his way. You know, if you're in that situation tonight, where you're someplace you don't think you should be, be of good cheer. Jesus Christ, he'll pass by you tonight. He'll show you exactly where you're at and exactly what you need tonight. Well, glory to God. And it says, and he said, Jesus saith unto him, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and he walked. On the same day was the Sabbath. Now we'll go down a little bit, because the Jews, they got a little upset about the fact he was healing on the Sabbath day. And that's not where the Lord would have us tonight. But in the 14th verse, it said, afterward, Jesus find him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. Jesus did something for him. Now, you know what? He could have said, well, I'm just going to go on my way. I'm just going to go about doing what I was going to do. I was a bad situation. situation that I was in. But you know what? I'll never go back there again. I'll never see that Jesus again. You know what people do today? They'll be in a bad situation. Well, glory to God. They'll come to church and Jesus will pass by. He'll touch their heart. And glory to God. He'll trouble it a little bit. He'll stir up that water in their heart with the word of God. And you know what? They'll get all upset. They'll come down to the altar tonight and they'll have a good cry. And they'll say, well, boy, I felt good. I went up and cried. And I'll just go about my business and do whatever I wanted to. But thanks be to God, this man, he didn't just go off and do whatever. He said that Jesus found him in the temple. What was he there doing? He was worshiping God that day. Glory to God. And glory to God. The next situation that God would have us preach tonight will be in the book of Luke. And glory to God. In the 17th chapter. You know what? We've been hearing a lot about this lately. Glory to God, about sickness and things coming on people. And glory to God, they say, well, how do you handle it? And it says in the 17th chapter of the book of Luke, they said that it's in the 12th chapter, it said, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers who stood afar off. You know, there's things that's going to come upon you that you're not ready for. There's going to be sicknesses. It may be a physical sickness, it might be financial sickness. It might be a sickness in your marriage. People say, well, he's talking about leprosy. I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of sicknesses. It might just be the sickness of this world creeping back into your life tonight that's going to get you into a place where you need to call upon God. But it says, he said, and there was an inner adventure, village of 10 men that were lepers which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Well, glory to God. Are you letting your sickness today be the only thing that's driving you to God today? You know what? There ought to be something on the inside that draws you unto God today. Not just a bad situation and not just a sickness in your life. But it said they lifted up their voice and said, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw him, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. You need to notice something tonight. You need to keep something in your mind tonight. Your problems, they're nothing for Jesus. Amen. They're not a big deal for him at all. They encompass your whole world today. You think it's the worst thing in the world. These men, they were isolated. They were separated because of the illness that they had. The things that were going on in their life, it separated them from such a place. They heard about Jesus. They seen him passing by. They called upon him. And he said, go and show yourself to the priest. Well, glory to God tonight. You may think your situation is the worst one that's ever come by, but I'm here to tell you tonight, I know a Savior. He's got a way. All he has to do is speak the words, and your wilderness can be taken away tonight. And it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Well, thanks be to God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Well, glory to God tonight. You know what? It's good to come and call upon God. And glory to God. It's good when God moves and heals your soul, heals your body, heals your finance, heals your marriage, heals your house, whatever it is, it's a good thing. But unless you turn back and worship God, there's nothing in it for you. Maybe just temporary, a relief, maybe a good cry on the altar, make you feel better inside. Maybe your marriage will get better for a little bit. Maybe your illness will go away for a little bit. But without a worship of God, it's all in vain tonight. Glory to God. And the next one, we'll go back to where we was reading in the 9th chapter. Glory to God. And sometimes, and you realize this tonight, we're going to start reading right here in the 9th chapter, in the first verse. And it goes like this. And it said, and Jesus passed by, and he saw a blind man. Well, glory to God. Then it said he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? sin of this man or his parents that was born blind. Well, glory to God tonight. You know, sometimes we think every situation, we try to put it in our mindset so that we can encapsulate it in our mind so that we can understand it. We're creatures. We like to understand it. That's why sometimes it's so hard to follow Christ and how he's leading you and what he want to do, because you got to walk by faith and not by sight. But we're people. We want to walk by sight. We want to see what's coming up. And there's other trying to, the disciples are trying to put it in their mind. They're saying, well, it had to be sin. But was it the sin of this man, or was it the sin of his parents? Well, I'm here to tell you today, he was born blind. It wasn't his sin. It couldn't be. But glory to God, we'll leave that alone. But it said, Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him tonight. Glory to God. Do you know tonight there's situations that you may go through, that you're going through, simply so God can get the glory tonight. You know what? That's why it's so important when you're going through something, not to look at their circumstances and get all wrapped up in what you're going through and go, well, oh, poor, pitiful me. We're real good about it. I'll tell you, I'm real good about it. No, poor, pitiful me. Oh, look at my situation. Look at my circumstance. Well, glory to God. We want to get all wrapped up in what's going on in our lives. But glory to God. The Bible says here, it was done so that God would get the glory. Well, praise be to God. I hope God, I pray God would use me in a situation where he can get the glory, and I'm close enough to him, and I have enough faith to give it to him tonight. Glory to God. And it says that he was, he said that neither he has sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Well, glory to God. And you go down, and he spit in the clay, and he made him see, and he went back, and they began to dispute. All his friends and family, or all his friends, those in the church, those in the synagogue, they began, well, glory to God, to dispute whether it was him. Some said it looks like him. Some said it was him. He said, I am he. Well, glory to God. And he goes down, and he stands before the church, before the synagogue, and he begins to tell them who it was. They said, who was it? He said, I don't know. And he said, well, what'd he do? He said, he touched my eyes, and he made me see. And they said, well, you're born that way. He said, yep. And they go through it. Most of you know the story. But it says they got so upset with him, he began to tell them. They asked him three times how it is this came to be. He began to get aggravated. He said, if I tell you again, will you become his disciple? Well, glory to God. And it said they got upset with him. And that's where we went to read. And it said they cast him out. Jesus cares for you and where you're at in your walk with him tonight. He wants you in his house serving him. Well, glory to God tonight. And he said, they cast him out. And glory to God, Jesus heard about it. And they said they heard about it. And when they had found him, said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? You're here tonight and you don't believe in Jesus Christ. That's where it's all got to start. Without that belief in him, you can't even worship him. Well, glory to God. He said, you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. For such are those that the Father seeketh to worship him. Well, glory to God tonight. But he said, you believe. And he said, he answered and said, who is he that I might believe? And Jesus said, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee right now. If you're here tonight and God's dealing with your heart, I want you to know he's been here before. He's touched your heart before. It's the same one that dealt with you before that's dealing with you now. He wants you to understand you gotta be saved and come to repentance and receive him as your Savior before you can actually worship him tonight. You know, just coming to church, showing up, going through the motion, singing the songs, glory to God, listening to the preaching, patting yourself on the back for staying awake, that doesn't get you into heaven. You got to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight. And, Glory to God. The next one we have tonight is back in 2 Samuel in the 12th chapter. Well, glory to God. And this one tonight, the old worship. Glory to God about what brings you there. And it says, there was a Lord sent a prophet by the name of Nathan unto David. You see, you know the story. David, he had gone out. He desired somebody else's wife. He was there in his home. He wasn't where he was supposed to be. And we can start right there. He should have been out fighting the battle with the kings, but he wasn't. He stayed back from his duty. Amen. Well, glory to God anyway. He stayed back and he saw one of the soldiers' wives and he began to lust after her. Well, glory to God. And he went and took her unto himself and she became pregnant with a child. Well, glory to God. And it said, the Lord, he was displeased with that. You know what? You get outside of God's will in your life, and he's not going to be pleased with it. I started thinking about this. I'm watching on Facebook. I got people on there. You see it all the time. They'll say, well, I'm a Christian. They'll post something about Christians, about being a Christian, of being persecuted, about being a Christian. But the very next thing, they post something filthy and nasty about drinking. Glory to God. About alcohol, about tattoos. Oh yeah, we went there. About tattoos, about doing all kinds of fornication, of filthy lucre, and things they do. Well, glory to God tonight. That's not the way it ought to be. You ought to stick to the Word of God tonight. And the Bible says God was displeased. And it said, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David. Well, glory to God. And he came unto him. You know what? Sometimes somebody just walk up and tell you about your sin. You don't take it real well. You might even want to fight. I've seen people get fighting mad when you point out their sin. They want to get right down and start gum to punches. They'll take you out in the parking lot. They're ready to throw punches with you, Pastor. Well, glory to God. That's all God. The Lord said, well, Nathan, you go down and talk to David for me. And so Nathan went down. He said, well, there was this man. Glory to God. There was a poor man. He said, David said, came unto him. There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. Well, glory to God. And he said, the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb. Well, glory to God. He had nothing else. That's all he had. He loved it. He bought it. He raised it up with his children. He drank from his food, or his cup. He ate from his food. Everything he did, he loved that little ewe lamb. And there was a rich man. Well, glory to God. He had everything he wanted. There was a stranger that came through the land. And when he came through, well, glory to God. It said that the rich man went and took that one little ewe lamb from that poor man. Well, glory to God. And gave it unto the traveling, under the man that was a sojourner. And it says, glory to God, that David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said, well, glory to God, he was upset about it. He said, you know what? He said, surely, glory to God, he said, greatly kindled against him. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. He was willing to take this man's life for what he had done. And he said, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. He said, boy, that's a terrible thing to do. That's a miserable thing to do. Why would anybody who had all everything they could ever want, why would they go and take something from a poor man who only had one thing? He said he should die for it. Death should be the sentence. Glory to God. And he'll restore a fourfold. Well, glory to God. Isn't that how we are today? It's real easy to look out at the congregation or look at somebody else in your family or look at one of your friends and go, oh yeah, boy, I know what they did. It's a terrible, awful thing. Boy, they ought to be put out of the church for it. They ought to be condemned to hell for it. They ought to go do this, and they ought to go do that. Well, glory to God. I'm here to tell you tonight, Nathan, he had a message for David. He said, David, thou art the man. You're the one tonight. You're the one who's done it. Well, glory to God. David, it was all easy for him to be all angry and all upset when it was somebody else. But when it came home to his house, he was broken down that day.
say, well, what's the result of that? The Bible says, Nathan said, God told him, he said, God will spare your life. He'll not take your life, but the child must die. It's got to die. It was done in the wrong way. And it said, well, they went along, glory to God. And it says they went along for a while. And they said he wouldn't eat. He fasted and he prayed and he wept and he cried and he laid upon his bed and his servants would come trying to give him something to eat. Well, glory to God. And he said he wouldn't eat. And when the child died, he said they wouldn't even come in and tell him. Because they said, if he's acted this way when the baby was sick, what's he going to do when we tell him he died? And he said he perceived that the child had passed away. And he said he asked him, is the child dead? They said, yep, he's dead. And he said he went in, he washed up, and he got clean. And what happened to him? He went to the Lord's house. And he worshiped that day. Will your sin drive you to worship tonight? Sin will drive me to worship. It's been there before. You say, you've been there before, preacher? I've been there before. I've suffered the consequences of the wrath of God on my sins. And glory to God, if you're here tonight and you're condemned by the word of God, you're condemned for the sin in your life and the things that you've done, there's restoration on an altar tonight. There's a place to get it right tonight. And it's in repentance. It's not in feeling bad. It's not in crying. It's not in doing it your own way, but glory to God, it is in repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ tonight. Glory to God. Next we'll be in Matthew. Say, you didn't think you were going to be here this long. I didn't think we were either, but we'll be there. Be in Matthew in the 9th chapter. Glory to God. A couple more things here we'll get to, and then we'll close out. Matthew 9 chapter 18th verse. It says, while he spake those things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay in your hand. Lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Let me ask you the question. Or God, I should say tonight, wants to ask you the question tonight. What's going to stop you from worshiping him tonight? You know, so many times, Pastor, we'll get upset with something that went on in our life, or something that's going on in the world, or something happened in our family, or maybe we don't have what we think we should have. And glory to God, we'll get all upset, and we'll turn away from God. I've seen it happen time and time again. You say, preacher, you've seen that happen. Boy, I think we've all seen it happen. Somebody gets hurt. You know, say this. Somebody gets hurt in the church. And they'll say, well, I got hurt at that church. I'm never going back to church again. Well, glory to God. Can I remind you tonight, it's people that hurt you, not God. God didn't do it. People outside of God's will are doing their own thing. They're fleshly, lusting things of the flesh that'll hurt you. God never hurt you. Well, glory to God. What's it going to take to get you to quit? If you don't have any money in your bank account tomorrow, are you going to turn away from God? Glory to God. If you go home and your husband or wife left you, are you going to turn away from God? If everything you have falls apart, glory to God, are you going to turn away from God? If you show up here on Wednesday night and the church is gone, are you going to turn away from God? Here's a man. Glory to God. This man, it says this. Well, praise be to God. It says, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, again, a man set afire, and he worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. Well, glory to God. You think you got a reason to stop worshiping him? This man, his daughter was dead. He was seeking Christ out. He wanted a blessing. He wanted help. He wanted revival for his daughter. He wanted healing for her soul and for her body that she could live. And he said, well, there was one came to him in the other scriptures. He said, they came to him, said, leave him alone. She's dead. Don't bother the master. But even though his daughter was dead, it didn't stop him from seeking to worship God tonight. What's going to stop you from worshiping God tonight? There's a lot of petty things in our lives, glory to God, today that'll keep us from worshiping God. Lots of little petty things. Well, the answer is, what should stop you from preaching, from worshiping God tonight? There is nothing, nothing in this world that should come between you and your worship of the Father. Why is that? He saved you from a devil's hell. He saved you from a place you weren't meant to go. Not only did He save you, He sent His only begotten Son, His only Son. He sent Him forth to die a cruel and miserable death. It was a terrible death. It was the worst way to die. He said, "By well, glory to God." God said, "Cursed is the man that hang upon a tree." He cursed. His Son became a curse so that you could be saved. There's nothing you're going through. There is nothing you can face in this world that is worth getting between you and your worship of God tonight. Luke 18:18 will be the last stop. And it said a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Maybe you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ is your Savior. He said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy mother and thy father." You know, there's people today, God bless, glory to God, higher need, if they got these things here, put them up here, the Ten Commandments. There's people that'll come in and they'll steal today, steal yet today. They'll come in and they'll read those commandments and they'll say, "I kept every one of them. I've done every single one of them. I don't have nothing to worry about. I'm good to go. All I got to do is follow them. I'm going to be all right." First of all, you ain't followed them. You may think you did, but you didn't. But glory to God, as we preached last Sunday night, the law's gone. It's done away with. It does no longer in effect for those that are saved. It's a schoolmaster now to bring you unto sin. But glory to God, He said, all you got to do is do these things. And He said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." You know what? He was feeling pretty proud of himself. You may say, "Well, I've gone to church all my life. I've been in Sunday school all my life. I've done everything I need to do. Every time the doors are open, we try to be there. We go to every youth event. We go to every singing the church has. We go to every revival our preachers preach. Everything we do, every time it's open, I'm right there." That was this young man. He had it all. He had it all figured out. He was good to go. He said, "I'm in like Flint." You know why he asked the Lord? This is my own thinking. It's not Bible. Don't look for it. You know why I think he asked the Lord, glory to God, what he had to do? Because he was trying to justify himself. He was trying to say, "I've done all these things. I know I have. I'll just go ask the Lord so He can reconfirm in me what I already know. I already know I'm good." You may be here tonight. You may think that you're good. You may think you're where you need to be with God. But I'm here to tell you tonight, unless you accept Him, you shall likewise perish tonight. The Bible says, he said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." How important are the things of this world to you tonight? How important are the things of this world tonight to you? Are you willing to let them come? You know, this young man right here, he had a choice. He had a choice just like all of us do. God deals with our heart. Well, glory to God. The Holy Spirit shows up and it troubles your heart. And glory to God. He says, "Well, this is where you've been. And now all you lack, all you got left to do is just come on, step on out, come up to the altar, call upon God's name, do it at your seat, do it in your car, do it in your backyard, do it in the graveyard." But somewhere after these words come, you've got to come unto Jesus. You've got to give it all up. You've got to get rid of it. You've got to sell out. Glory to God. God, well, I've heard this said before, he's not a foster parent. He's not a single parent. He doesn't want part-time custody. He wants it all. He wants you to get rid of it. He wants you to sell it all out. The things of this world, they are death. They are destruction. They are no good. They will not get you anything in relative to good, in relative to eternity tonight, but only through and by the blood of Jesus, only through and by accepting him. Well, glory to God. And it says, he said, go and sell all thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Aren't you glad for treasure in heaven tonight? Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. I can tell you all about the treasure in heaven, all the things it says, no more pain, no more sorrow. Well, glory to God, no more death. There's no death on those shores. Well, glory to God, you won't have to worry about being sick. You like fancy things, the Bible says. Well, glory to God, a street of gold and the walls of jasper, the gates of pearl, the crystal sea. It's got all the things you could ever want. You go and sell them, get rid of them. All the stuff in this world, it belongs to God. And I'm here to tell you, by the authority of God's word, one of these days she's going to burn up and she's going to be gone. But I'm here to tell you, there's a way of escape. There was a way that was made of escape tonight, and it's through and by following Jesus Christ tonight. He said, and come, follow me. Rest, come get a song. Are you willing to come and follow him tonight?